What's happening, Clipper Nation? It's me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
You're Locked On Clips.
Yes.
We're coming at you from the Locked On NBA Network.
Mm-hmm.
We're like your local paper boys. We're bringing you that fresh Clippers news 5 days a week. Sometimes we're even asking if we can come in, if you can match or something. I don't know. Hurling, what do you do when you're a paper boy?
We're hurling Clippers news at your front door.
Give us a cup of sugar.
Yeah,
you know?
We need it.
Anyways, we got a heck of a show lined up for you today. We're going to kick things off with a preview of the upcoming Rockets-Clippers game.
Which will be tonight, if you're listening to this, early in the morning.
You know what? Don't even get into the timing.
The semantics have messed with my brain.
I don't want to think about
it. It's Wednesday's pod.
Anyways, it'll be the same day that the game happens. And then we have our...
What you say Wednesday?
Every single Wednesday.
We've been doing this, what, 9 weeks now? 15 weeks?
100 weeks.
Yeah.
More than 2 years.
Yeah.
Essentially, a poll. We put a poll out. Charles generally puts the poll out, always puts the poll out. and we kind of talk about that. We take what you guys think and turn it into a segment. This one, we're talking win floor for this team,
which
I think has been all over the place.
It's definitely in one certain place for this poll results, which we will talk about.
But it definitely merits discussion. And then we're going to be wrapping things up with our daily segment, Shavings. We kind of open up the drawer, see what's kicking around there. If you're new to the show, please subscribe on iTunes.
Yeah,
come on.
Come hang.
We love it.
It's a good time.
Give us a review and let us know what you think. As always, follow at Locked On Clips, at Will Updike, at Charles Mockler. Let's do this thing.
All right, so the Clippers play the Rockets in Houston. There's a lot up in the air right now for this game lineup-wise. So for the Rockets, there's no Eric Gordon. So their rotation is pretty much down to 9 guys.
They had 10 guys?
I mean, that they're running.
I'm playing.
And so for the Clippers, according to Chris Haynes, this is not going to be PG's return game, with that probably being Thursday against the Pels, which I think a lot of us assumed.
I think that's safe to say.
But on the injury report, as of this recording, 7:12 p.m., Tuesday night, PG is listed as questionable, with Shamet as the only person listed as out. Kawhi not on the report. That does not mean he is guaranteed to play. Jovan Buha was tweeting out he could still not play. But, I mean, Justin Russo had a great thread about the rest game making sense for this Rockets game.
To me, it makes the most sense to rest this game just because it just gives him more days in between games.
Yeah, there's that. It's the middle of a 3 games in 4 night stretch. It's the first game after travel.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he's not on the injury report, and part of me finds it hard to believe that the Clippers are going to test the NBA again with not putting him on the injury report and then saying that he needs to be load managed the day of.
Has anybody crunched the numbers on what it would matter to Steve Ballmer if we just dropped 50K every game?
Oh, it was like 0.004% or something like that. It's something that bums me out. So there's kind of a lot up in the air. Who starts? If Kawhi plays, we kind of know what it's going to be. Without Shamet, though...
Well, I think either way, who are we saying slides in at the 2 in Shamet's absence?
In Shamet's absence...
You think Magruder sees the push?
Yes, because the issue with this is without Shamet, we're not hurting as much because we're not really playing a defensive powerhouse. So it's not that big of a defensive... Like, it's not a defensive team that we're playing.
No, they are...
Quite opposite.
Yeah, they are bottom 10.
So is it... Lou? Is it Bev, Lou, Kawhi, Patterson, Zoo?
I don't think so.
Do you think it's Bev...
To me, that, like...
Bev Magruder? Bev Jerome?
I think it's Magruder before Jerome, probably, right? Just
I would
just
assume
given
so.
Usage that we've seen thus far. I'm not wild about the idea of not having Lou on that bench. Unless, and you know, maybe you do run him with the starters and you just extremely stagger it. But at that point...
What's the point?
Yeah.
I want Lou. I think I want Lou on the bench, too, because we can destroy their bench.
Oh, 100%.
I'm assuming... I think it's safe to say George plays Thursday, whether that's his debut or not.
George definitely plays Thursday.
Definitely plays Thursday.
I think that it's going to be his. I think that it's going to be his debut, but I could be wrong.
I mean, it might be the Wednesday game. So without, let's just get into what we do. We could go over starting lineups for.
It's a head scratch
for hours. Honestly,
it's a head scratch
because you have to think about the starting lineup without Kawhi,
but
which I look at as Bev, Lou, Mo, Swaggy P, and then Zoo.
Yeah.
Or this was a really fun lineup: Bev, Lou, Magruder, Patterson, Zoo. That means the bench is Lou or Bev, Magruder, Mo, Jamichael, and Trez. That's a gigantic lineup.
It is.
But I don't know if that's going to work. Let's get into what we need to do well.
I think regardless, this will carry over.
Yeah.
What we need to do well needs to stay the same.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm just going to kick it off. Generating some offense would be nice.
What the hell are you talking about?
We are going up against a bottom 10 defense,
yes.
Which still doesn't matter if you can't knock down open shots.
I agree with that.
You
have a very explicit note in here, actually, but I won't repeat it for the podcast.
We got to keep this thing family friendly, but I'm just saying, with the exclusion of one Kawhi-less game against the Bucks, our 3-point percentages have been
22%, 25%,
17%, 22%, 19%.
That's almost a load of laundry.
What?
All those quarters, you know, barely making it. That was terrible. I apologize. That was as bad as our shooting. There we go. Back on track. I agree with that. We need to... I'm really hoping Kawhi plays because we need to shut down either Russ or Harden. Russ is taking...
Pat can shut down one of those dudes.
We'll see. Russ has kind of figured out his shot selection. He's only taking 5 threes a game, so he's adjusted to what the biggest problem with his shooting was. He's at 47% from the field. Harden is shooting...
He's like 27% from three, right? It's not good.
Yeah. So we need to either lock up Russ and just pack the paint and kind of bait him into threes, I think. But I'm not sure if he'll take him because he's made good decisions so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
Or we just try and let Harden do everything. But here we can transition very smoothly into what could go wrong. Harden breaks out of his outside shooting slump. He's shooting 14 threes a game.
Mm-hmm.
At just 30%.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I had one last we need to do well, but...
Break it out.
You know what? No, you've already so seamlessly transitioned.
Okay. They take 47 threes a game as a team.
Yep.
That's number one in the league. They're shooting 30% or 33%. That's around, I think, a little below average. Harden's taking 14 of those. But it is the Clippers, so it feels like this might be a, Harden found a stroke game.
Yeah, I mean, very much so. The thing is, the thing that concerns me really is their pace. They're playing at the league's fastest pace. And so...
A marked difference from last year.
Yeah,
They were slow,
so,
dude. Yeah.
Very much so. Without all the, like, without everything being reliant on two different point guards that are dribble, penetration, dominant.
Yeah.
It turns out you play a little faster.
Crazy.
Which is wild to think. But if for some reason either one of these guys starts feeling their shot, it could be a long night. If we struggle to generate offense as we have kind of
especially
recently,
in the first quarter, I think we're the 28th or 29th offense in the first quarter.
And if we're unable to get stops in the absence of Kawhi... And possibly Paul George. I mean, too much is in the air.
Who knows?
There could be some blistering runs.
Yeah.
Like, just absurd
runs. You get Capella
runs
out there.
That are going to veer into some Jerome Robinson minutes territory, which you know I love.
Or some Terrence Mann minutes.
Which you know I love, but...
But we don't necessarily want to see it.
It's not necessarily what I want to see right now.
Maybe against the Pels. So some key matchups. I mentioned this earlier a little bit. Clippers bench versus Rockets bench, in quotes. We're down at least Shamet and might see light Kawhi.
Mm-hmm.
But our bench should be able to hang with them defensively adequately and crush them offensively.
Oh, yeah. Without question.
I just don't. It's setting up for
I mean,
it's setting up for a bench saves this game, which I'm fine with.
Yeah. And they're going to try to, I would assume they're going to aggressively try to trap
Kawhi. That seems to be the recipe.
Or, I meant on the bench, they're going to try to aggressively trap Lou Will. 100%. Would be my guess.
Yeah. Another one, free throw attempts versus free throw attempts. This is number one versus number two in the league in free throw attempts per game.
I love this note. Yeah, I was looking at this because I was very curious. Like, we shoot the more efficient percentage, but they are getting to the line more than us by a margin.
This game might take 4 hours.
I'm here for it.
I mean, it starts at 4:30 our time, so we got a whole commute to watch it. And then this is kind of an up in the air one. Well, Zoo versus Capella. That's going to be huge.
Yes.
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but Zoo has been playing great.
So I'm hoping that this could be a Zoo game. Just one thing worth noting, I feel like they are a bottom 10 offensive rebounding team, which is like,
yeah,
just a penalty that you pay when you want to play at a fast pace
for sure,
and like try to rush back on defense.
Yeah.
You give up some of the offensive boards. So I want to see Zoo like crash the glass, obviously.
Yeah.
On defense, and then hopefully he can soak up some of our missed shots, which there have been a lot of lately, because the Rockets are a top 10 defensive rebounding team.
Yeah. And then we have, this is an ethereal one, Bevin Kawhi versus Harden and Russ.
Mm.
That's gonna be some good stuff. Stats, I feel like with Bev and Russ, whenever they're matched up, stats, I feel like, go out the window. If Bev gets in his head and can watch his fouls, especially on Harden,
yep,
because Harden's going to be looking for it. We're in Houston.
I just hope it's not another one of those games where the antics kind of spill over between the two. I know that there's like some mixed feelings there, but I think we would put that behind us.
I think they have mutual respect.
100%.
What is your prediction for this game? I've been thinking about it for hours, and I really don't know. There's so much up in the air.
If we are able to create some stops, though, I just really struggle to see who else is going to be able to. Like, if we can stop one of the two, I'm really struggling to see who else on the Rockets is going to be able to step up.
Austin Rivers, maybe.
I mean, that's not... It's not wild.
It's not crazy.
It's really not wild to think.
He's got dad hate in his heart when he's playing. It's a real thing. So what do you got?
I think it's another low scoring one. I think that if we can do all the things well and avoid the pitfalls that we mentioned early, I think that we can sneak away with this one. I'm going to say like 115 to 110.
Okay.
I think it's going to be pretty close.
I think,
depending though.
Well, of course. Depending on if one team doesn't score as many points. I think we drop this one.
That's fair. Yeah.
I think we drop it. Part of me is saying that because I'm kind of uncertain as to what the lineup's going to look like with no Shamet at all. I'm really interested to see how the team looks.
I think that's a reasonable assumption.
We're going to need some great shooting from Patterson again. We're going to need Jamichael to shoot a little better than he has been lately.
So here's,
I think we drop it. You know, 120, 115.
Can I give one last thing on why I do think that we come away with the dub?
Sure.
Team's been shooting better when Kawhi's not playing. All right?
Okay.
I'm not going to read too much into it.
Don't post that divisional bullshit on this.
I'm not going to read too much into it. That's all I'm saying.
No DBS on this podcast. Let us know what you guys think is going to happen. I'm sure someone's going to be very mad at me for saying we might lose. Coming up, we're going to be talking What You Say Wednesday, some Clippers poll results. But first, I want to give a shout out to Audible. They have the world's largest selection of audiobooks and audio entertainment. Start listening with a 30-day Audible trial. Choose one audiobook and two Audible originals absolutely free.
You can get a book plugged directly into your brain.
Right into your brain. It's like Black Mirror, but good. Visit audible.com/lockedonNBA to redeem the books.
All right. What'd you say?
So I polled Clipper Nation, as I do every Tuesday. Look out for that if you're on Twitter, @LockedOnClips. I asked, with Paul George probably returning this week, and after seeing the team go 7-3 without him, what do you think the Clippers' win total will be for the season? The options were 45+, 50+, 55+, I'm high on hope, 60+. There were, you know, I'm at 55+, got the majority of the votes with 42%. Second place was 50-plus wins at 28%. Third place, those frickin' Hope Huffers, 60-plus wins got 24%. And then I think there were some Lakers fans voting. 6% voted for 45-plus. Where are you at on this?
I got to agree with the people. Popular vote's the only way to vote. So I'm going to say... I think 55, oh man.
55 plus? So 55 is the floor in this situation.
Ugh, no, I think 55 is like the realistic. We're on pace for marginally better than 55. I think 55 might be the ceiling. But not like an unattainable ceiling.
No, for sure.
Like it's like a very.
The West is wild.
It's a very easy to touch ceiling.
The Suns are good.
Yeah,
this is like your basement ceiling after you've gone through a growth.
It's an East Coast home.
This is the basement ceiling after you've gone through a growth spurt in high school, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, I can touch this now. I'm gonna put us in the. Oof. I think I'm in the majority too. I think 60 plus is a lot.
60 is too many.
That's a lot, and if we can get that with regular load management and everything like that, hell yeah, let's do it. But I don't want us to gun for the number one seed.
I just don't think it's necessary.
That's what I mean. I don't think, I'm not really necessarily sure they will, but I just don't want them to try that.
This isn't a team, and I guess it, I mean, of course it depends on your opponent.
Look, it's streetlights over spotlights where I'm from.
I'm just saying that this isn't a team to me that I think a home court advantage is going to be like the biggest deal breaker.
I think next year it will be because we're kind of growing this. LA is a very hype based city.
Yeah.
There were a couple Raptors fans switching jerseys on Monday. You know what I mean?
I appreciate it.
But yeah, I'm not sure. And home court at Staples right now for the Clippers is not a daunting thing.
And maybe that'll change in the playoffs.
Of course, it'll change to a playoff intensity. But you know, when you have a stadium, like you look at Mavs, Rockets. Maybe not Rockets. People don't really go to Rockets games. Mavs, Spurs. Then when they get to the playoffs, it gets to a crazy level.
Yeah,
which is pretty interesting. So I just don't think the playoff level is there yet.
For the Staples home crowd.
For the Staples home crowd.
Wow. Negative on the fan base, Charles Walker.
Negative on the fan base. But yeah, so top four I think is really just what they want, but it won't be that big of a loss if they don't.
I'd be pretty disappointed, I guess, if we weren't top four.
I would be too. A pod favorite, Patrick Lurie, just came through.
Patty in the house.
I told him to say that. Pat, what do you think the Clippers win total is going to be when Paul George comes back? 45 wins floor, 50 win floor, 55 win floor. You're high on hope, 60 win floor.
50 win floor.
50?
Yeah, why not? I mean, look how good they are without him right now. Imagine having literally third in.
So you can't budge to 55?
I mean, I guess if you want. I still want to be right. I don't want to be wrong. What about
60 games? Kawhi and Paul George, you don't think they could win 60 games?
How many losses do they have right now? Four?
Three.
Yeah.
It's tough. We can only lose 19 more games. Like, that's where it gets hard.
Which we're on pace to do. No, we're not.
But so Clipper Nation, though, I felt like they were pretty rational about this. 42% saying 55 wins. Four.
I think that makes sense.
I'm cool with that. The people saying 60-plus wins.
I love it.
Still in the West. I want to be what they're on.
I love it. I love it.
That is some hope distillate. You know what I mean?
It's hope sugar.
What was your prediction for the first 10 games without PG? I think you were pretty close.
First 10 games without... I thought we'd go a hair over 500.
I think we were a little below. I said anything above 500 would be good.
Yeah. I think I had us like two... I had us... two games above 500, and I'm more better than that.
There you go. I don't know. Is that where we're at? Are people going to freak out if maybe Paul George? Because we've already seen people freaking out with Kawhi mm-hmm. on the team. Are people going to freak out if we like drop the first game that Paul George comes back against the Pels or maybe the Rockets?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, yes.
A resounding of course.
Yeah.
I think they
definitely,
will.
Definitely people are going to freak out.
And I think you know what we got to do? Just chill.
The first time we lose a game with Kawhi and Paul George both in uniform.
No one's going to be at Staples the next home game.
We'll lose our being talked about on national media privileges.
Which I'm fine with. Maybe we can sit on the floor at a game once instead of the press box. All right.
Who are you fighting in the press box?
Nobody. It's a good time up there. If you didn't vote in the Clippers poll, go ahead, tweet it at us. I don't know how you would have Twitter and not vote in it and still follow us, but hey, some people don't want to vote. That's your right. Coming up after this, we're talking some shavings and some Shamit injury discussion.
All right, so you want to break this?
I mean, I'm not breaking this. Woj tweeted out, grade 2 high sprain on Shamit's left ankle. He went down the game against the Raptors. ESPN sources say timeline for return TBD. Maybe my least favorite part of this news. Ankle sprains, if you are a fantasy football player, are the bane of your existence because they just linger. The grade 2 is the most common of ankle sprains.
Mm.
It is, in fact, a partial tearing of the ligament.
You'd think the grade 1 would be.
You would think. It's a partial tearing of the ligament, significant swelling, bruising, moderate pain, some loss of motion, trouble walking. Could be up to 2 months.
Chuck Woesler, should the grade...
Chuck Woesler? Oh, man.
Should?
You just thought of the worst Halloween costume ever that I'm going to do next year. It's me, who no one knows, and then Woj, who some people will know. I know. That's why it's so bad.
If the grade 2 is the most common sprain, why don't they just upgrade it to grade 1?
Because I think it's a severity grade. It's not like... It's not like a B. Like... That's okay. That's not the big issue here. Were you happy with the news?
What part of it?
I don't know. It's better than a major injury.
I'm happy that it's not a major injury.
If it was tough because it was a non-contact. And if you watch the video, right when he puts that weight on his ankle, you can see him grimace.
Yes. He tries to alter his direction.
Yeah,
in the video.
As he's falling. So it was
it
was shaping up to be kind of rough.
I'm grateful that it wasn't something bad. I mean, obviously, anytime you have to see a player get carried off the floor, it's worse than it should ever have to be in what is largely a non-contact sport.
Yeah. When do you think they institute a cart at NBA games for injuries?
A cart?
Cart, yeah. You don't have to walk the guy off the floor. You can sit him down on a cart and drive him off.
That's only if you're going to poop your pants.
I mean, Paul Pierce famously got in the wheelchair.
Yeah, shouldn't they have... They shouldn't be making guys walk off the court. That one ref kicked Nurkic when his foot fell off.
Oh, that was so rough.
It was awful. Could this... I mean, this injury... He's obviously going to be out. I'm happy it's going to be not as severe of rehab.
Should we put on our conspiracy hats?
I mean, it seems like you just put yours on. Anytime you're asking someone else to put the conspiracy hat on, yours is on.
Mine's been on. I just flipped it backwards, so I'm a little cooler.
You're conspiracy bro. Okay.
I flipped the hat backwards.
You're shotgunning a beer, and you're like, you know, jet fuel can't actually mess steel beef. All right,
and I also turned my chair around.
What do you got?
Has Shamit been playing with lingering injuries this whole season?
Yes, his wrist. The tape only came off pretty recently.
Yeah.
He's a guy who does not seem very candid with his injury news.
So I think that it's almost a part of his identity, right? He's like,
he's a quiet scorer.
He's a quiet scorer.
He's a sniper.
He's not like a high maintenance player.
He's Mark Wahlberg.
He doesn't really want people to worry about him, you know?
Yeah. He's a do your job kind of guy.
It's kind of like, and they're not, obviously they don't play the same position or aren't similar players, but like a Steven Adams thing where like, I think you take a bunch of small knocks and it becomes a little bit of a part of your identity to get back up and you're like, no, it's good. It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
At some point it's not good.
I agree. Yeah. I think that's true. I think this time off is going to be great for his wrist. And I think it's going to be great for the medical staff to be like, hey man, when things are hurting, holler at us.
Yeah.
You got our number.
Yeah.
He's really needed in that offense, though. I mean, he's a very important player.
Oh, for sure.
In the Clippers offense. And he carries a lot of weight, especially with Danilo not there anymore. He's basically your only real threat at the three-point shot.
That's absurd. That's
wrong.
Out of here.
That's wrong. That's completely
Pat,
wrong.
Pat, go home.
Who else?
Patrick Patterson made half of our threes last game. Yeah. Patrick Beverley, when he's getting it, is a 40-plus shooter. Lou Will was a 35-plus shooter last year.
Shaman's still your best three-point shooter, though.
Not currently, but
it's Michael Green.
On the whole, yeah. So that's another thing with his injury. He's a cerebral guy. I think he needs to get his head right a little bit.
So my conspiracy hat is now tipped sideways because
you're in a jazz club. What are you doing?
It could also be it could also be just a different adjustment. Yeah, he's never been real vocal about the transition into this.
He's not.
He's not a super vocal player about that kind of stuff. He's the guy who, I think like Kawhi or Patrick Beverley too, to a certain extent, although he's a little bit more vocal, but like,
I know what
he likes to punch the clock and get his job done and that's it.
A Boylan type player, if you will. So with Shaman out for, let's call it at least a month.
Yeah.
Who's getting these more minutes? Magruder for sure. Jerome?
Jerome will play some more minutes with the second unit, out of necessity.
And for the Man Cave residents out there, does this open up a little bit of room for Terrence Mann?
What about this?
Is this a conspiracy jacket now?
A straight jacket of conspiracy. Yeah. Move Lou to the starting lineup.
And then what?
Let's see a little Derek Walton Jr. out there.
In the second unit?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's insane.
He's running point on the second. Who's a better playmaker
than Derek Walton Jr.?
Yeah.
Terrence Mann.
Do we know it?
Yes.
Have we seen it in an NBA game?
No for both. But also, no, it's going to be Terrence Mann. I think this is going to be... rookies need something like this to happen, to carve
Absolutely.
Out a role. I'm not saying he's taking anyone's role. If this goes well and then Shaman comes back, I don't think it's like a...
Nope.
Oh, man, does Terrence Mann need to run point on the second unit or something like that? But I think this is a thing where it can give the Man Cave something to be really excited about.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe people who aren't as familiar with Terrence Mann will be psyched on it. He can show what he can do. He's got an opportunity coming up.
And for the Waltons, all my Waltons out there.
Oh, yeah, the Walton Hive? I hope he gets more time. Do we see Jerome so far in his young career, which has been up and down with injuries and whatnot, hasn't been able to really take advantage of certain opportunities because of injury, because of maybe some off rhythm or something like that. I'm speaking to the mayor, comptroller, and king of Jerome Robinson Island.
Yep. Majority property owner.
Is it majority if there's only one?
No, I got some people sniffing around. I told you, I sold like 45 timeshares last game he played.
Do you think Jerome can change some people's minds?
Yes.
Or are they already too entrenched in their closed-minded view of the world?
I think if your mind is already made up on Jerome Robinson, then no, it's not going to change it.
For sure.
But you're wrong.
You're wrong. I'm really excited to see... This is great for these guys. It's going to be nice to see Magruder out there when Paul George is playing. Everyone kind of at full strength minus Shamit. It's tough for the gel period.
Yeah.
The second gel, as I've dubbed it, and no one else has called it that.
I think, though, it's a good test of, on paper, we've been able to talk about this roster and how, from an outside perspective, every piece is so complimentary.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of like low ego, low maintenance kind of players. I think if we see some guys performing well, it'll be a true test of that.
I'm excited. It just feels like another test that we're already having to go through. But you know what? We passed the first one, technically with 70%, but that's a win in the NBA. That's an A in the NBA. Oh, man. Anything else in the shaving story you want to talk about?
Nah.
I really
Los
hope-
Angeles Scantrons. Test us all day, baby.
Dude, the Scantrons would be a tight team name for nerds. Now that I'm just thinking. I was just like, wow, a Scantron jersey would look cool. I was like, no.
Are you talking about changing the
names? No. We've talked about that a little bit. I'm more of a fan of like a super absurd like Caballeros or something like that. Like like Mexican heritage type team.
I think that'd be tight. I want to be the Unioneers.
That would also be cool. We're very like, we both have ideas that will never be used.
Yeah.
I don't think.
We're more likely to get like a Steve Ballmer and company created mascot that's going to be just something like, something along the lines of like a battle hawk.
Dude, I mean, a condor would be tight.
What if just as a double bird to Bill Gates, it's just a Megahawk?
I mean, Los Angeles Megahawk, that sounds like a dystopian nightmare. Sounds like the dystopian police force that, like, the Megahawk.
The logo is just a rock with a crack through it.
Do they even have beef? I don't even think they have problems.
I don't know, man.
Oh man, we got to wrap this thing up for tomorrow's episode. For the Thursday episode, we're gonna have
Say tomorrow, man.
I don't know. It's messing with my brain. We're gonna have a recap of the hopeful victory over the Rockets.
That's right.
A preview of the game against the Pels.
Woo!
And of course, a Thirsty Thursday.
Go.
Thanks for hanging out tonight. I am Positive Chuck Mockler. Check us out on iTunes, Spotify, French music streaming service, Deezer. You can find us there. Please review, subscribe, all that good stuff.
Are we on Google Podcasts? Is that a thing?
I think so. We're on the good ones. I don't know. Again, I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
I'm William the Opinion Updike. Appreciate you.